Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen, who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Agana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Aganez reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Aganez tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aganez scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kell moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Al Aber now pitching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to third for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Aber covering, for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aganez moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aganez scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall pinch runs for Ted Williams. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it and throws to home. House drops the ball. Jensen scores. Pearsall moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilbur hits a pop-up in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Carl Olson now playing left field. Sammy White now catching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Al Aber. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Keene reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Olson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Olson. Hatfield scores. Boone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two triples and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. House is walked intentionally. Matt Batts pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. House moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Matt Batts. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aganez. The throw from House and he is safe. Aganez steals second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aganez moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kell is walked intentionally. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.